Hey everybody. How's everybody today? I'm gonna wait a few minutes and see who else jumps on in. We'll give them like 2 to 3 minutes. We had 25 signups, but people get busy. Just want to make sure that we wait just a little bit so everybody has a chance to get on. Hope everybody's having a good day. Hey, David, we're just waiting a few minutes. Let's make sure everybody has a chance to get in. All right, everybody. I think we're going to just get started. Thanks for joining me today. This is going to be awesome. So today I'm going to go through our new page builder 2.0. And just so we're all clear before I even get started, it's currently available for landing pages, funnels, and order forms, which are technically landing pages with an order form element. So it's still not fully released yet for main website pages. And so like your home page or your about page, things like that, it's not able to, you're still gonna have to use the old builder for that, but there are ways you can kind of hack and move around and use your landing pages for other things. And we can go over those if you guys would like. But this for the most part is landing pages. So getting people to buy sales pages, things that are outside your site that are just pushing your programs, pushing your content, pushing your webinars, pop-ups that will lead to a landing page. They're very useful to have for your web presence, right? Like they're an integral part of your web presence. So we're going to go over that today with Builder 2.0. And what we're going to do, I'm going to share my screen right now. We are going to take this page right here. I want to make sure you guys can see that. Can you see this landing page for Health Coach Kate? Can you guys just give me
Yeah,
a
we can see it.
awesome, cool. So Health Coach Kate, just a health coach that I know. This is her homepage, but this is to me a definition of a landing page as well. Like she has calls to action. This will be really easy for us to build and also looks kind of pretty. So I'm going to literally try and just get as pixel perfect as I can currently with our time and my skill level and just recreate this landing page with Simplero. So I already did it here. It's pretty close. It's pretty close. Just to let you guys know that it's possible, but we're going to just rebuild it from scratch completely. So this is the landing page real quick. Just there's a hero. We got a section here. We got another section here with a couple columns. And that's basically how all web pages are broken down. And I'm going to go through section, column, element, or section, column, row, element with you guys too. So we can just start at the high level and break it all the way down. So, and then real quick, guys, we're going to do Q&A at the end. You're welcome to ask me questions as I go along, but we'll do like a full Q&A at the end as well. So, all right, I'm going to get going. So where we're going to start first is at the list level. So I'm going to build a brand new list. Right now I'm in our demo site. This is just our Simplero support demo site. I'm going to build a brand new list for today, and then I'm going to build landing pages and order forms that connect to a product and a list that I'm building today. So first things first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to lists from my contacts tab. I'm going to create a new list. We'll just call it Silas Builder 2.0. Oops. All right. So here's my list. In the configure, I'm not going to do too much. Double opt-in, we're going to have just because a lot of people like it, require it, GDPR stuff. Double opt-in is helpful and it works. So we're just going to stay there with that. And from our list builder is where we can move forward and literally connect our signup form from there. So at this tab, list is here. I have nobody in it yet. I'm going to go to the signup forms tab. And I'm going to click on signup form. This is where I'm going to just go grab it straight up. And here we go. So we can choose Page Builder Classic to build this landing page slash signup form, whatever you want to call it. We can choose templates, right? And you can see that there's classic templates. And then there's also a lot of these classic templates we've rebuilt with the builder. So it says 2.0 beta. But for this exercise, I am going to literally just build from scratch. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. And I am going to give it a name. Let's call it Page Builder 2.0 Silas. Cool. So I gave it a name. So let's just start at the top. This would be a good time as well for me to talk about the style guide quickly because we had some questions in the Facebook group about the style guide. So before I even do anything, I'm going to just take a look at a style guide. And what the style guide is, it's basically the theme settings for your pages. Now, we have a ton that we can play with. This is the default one. And while I'm in it, I can edit all of these options here. And it's going to make changes to our theme for this landing page based on what is set in the style guide. Like for instance, all of our colors, you have your primary colors, your styles, all that stuff right here. You can easily just edit these by changing your color palette, adding custom colors, changing how you want your style to represent. Like if I just changed this just now, what that did is it changed the background, the headlines, paragraphs, subheadlines, links. And what that's going to do is every time you add an element, it's going to take these defaulted colors. You're still able to change them. So don't stress about that if you don't like something or you built this style guide and it doesn't work in a very particular piece of your landing page. But that's how the style guides work. And we can build a brand new one if we wanted to just by going to change and give it a second to load. Waiting, waiting. Cool. And I'm just going to go create a new style guide. I can switch it here at this point, which we have a million because we're in this Simplero support demo. Or I can just make a brand new style guide. For today's exercise, though, I'm not going to rely on the style guide because we're going to try and copy Health Coach Kate. So I'm going to show you even how to go outside your style guide and just create a custom thing. But here's my Builder 2.0. I can select it. And then now that I have it, it's going to default me to what we have in here. It's based on the theme, but I can edit all of these things if I wanted to. Again, I'm not going to do that right now. That's kind of outside of the realm of what I wanted to show you today. But you can definitely play around this and set it up to match your brand. And then every time you build a landing page, you don't have to think again about how you want your typography to look, your colors, your buttons, borders, shadows, etc. So I'm going to close this. Just touched on that real quick. Now, here we are. This is the builder. So first things first, I get this plus sign right here. The highest level is a section, right? So inside of a section, we're just gonna have to add a section just because you got no other option there. So inside your section, it's gonna ask you how wide would you like it to be? Would you like it to be full width on the page? This includes mobile as well. It's not gonna add any margin outside of the section. It's gonna go all the way to the outside of your view area, right? So we have full width, large, medium, and small. This section I'm gonna use for my hero. So I'm going to go full width with this first section. So I'm going to click on it right now. Now, inside of the section, hold on, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's going to ask me, it's going to continue straight down the path and ask me how many rows do I want in this column or in the layout. So because it's a hero, I'm just going to do one column inside of here. Now that I'm in here, so I have a section, I have a row, and I have one column. So inside of here, I could add another row if I wanted to. This will make sense later as I build out more. But for now, I'm just going to do the hero. So section, green is the row, and insert, yeah, the darker green is the column, the lighter green is the row. So I'm going to add a new element. And what I'm going to add is our image, because I have it saved already. And I'm going to go to our library. So here's our sidebar. Let me touch on this real quick. Every element, you're going to have a sidebar with settings on it, right? So we have some advanced settings here, which is going to be the shadow for the element. But for now, we're going to focus just on the main format. So because it's an image element, this is where I'm going to select the image. I'm going to go ahead and add it. Let's upload it. I'm going to go to my library. This is the one right here. And the image is there. Boom. So you can offer alt text, which will be important for Google. You should definitely Google that because I'm not going to go over it now, but you definitely want to name all of your images. So I would describe what this is for accessibility for people with screen readers so they know what they're looking at. I can do fit and I can change this. I can go cover. I can do contain and I can change the position. Fill, which is at where it's at right now. We can go original. And that's just going to mess with how it's represented inside of this. So I can change with the width and the height. And then I can start playing with margin padding and alignment. So I'm not going to mess with that too much. Like how this looks right now. Right now, this is the default styling for this element itself, right? The margin is at zero, padding is at small. Could actually do this if we wanted to, give it a little more space. Border, nothing. And then if I wanted to go into these styling defaults and do a custom, I can do that. And now I can play with the margin. You make it all the way up on all sides. It's still going to stick to what I selected though for the section. So let's just go back to here. There we go. That's that first section that we have. So now I can see them here. This is kind of our navigator, right? So now that I'm here, I can add, hold on one second. I may have done this here incorrectly. I apologize. Let me look at this real quick. So what I meant to do with this hero, I'm just going to confuse everybody. This image, I'm going to just go ahead and we are going to delete this right here now that I've talked about it. So what we're going to do for this section is we are going to make a background image. That's what I meant to do. So here's our banner. Now it's a background image. That makes more sense. And now inside of here, I can add my elements. So this will stretch the more content I add into it, right? This isn't the limit of the actual hero itself. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to add an element. And right here, I'm going to give it a headline. So if I go to Health Coach Kate, what it says is small changes, big results. So I'm just going to copy it. Come in here. Boom, there we go. Let's give it some space already. Now, I'm going to add another element below it, and that's going to be our H2 as our or our subheadline. So like she has here, reverse insulin resistance with Health Coach Kate. Boom. I don't really like how that looks. It's kind of hard to see. Just because we don't have the shadowing on this photo. I could edit it later, but I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to take this text right here. I'm going to change the color, and I can do that straight from here. It's a little bit easier to see. Now I want this hero to be a little bit bigger, so I'm going to give it some space. And then I'm going to go some space here. See how close we can get it to be. I'm just hitting enter just to give it more space around the items. Not bad. Not bad. So again, this took the font that's inside of my theme, right? These are the fonts that I have in my theme for my H1 and my H2. It defaulted to them. So if I wanted to change these, right, I can go ahead and change them. I can go to typography. And now that I hit style, it's going to give me a drop down and I can totally override what my theme is doing. So we could call it Avast New. We can make the font way bigger. Right? I can even do some letter spacing just to give it some space. Right? And then you can mess with the line height if you want. I wouldn't worry about that too much. But now I can kind of just override those themes completely, just so you guys can see how to do that. I'm going to take away some of the space here and how we're doing. Better. Just for the sake of this demo, though, I'm not going to get too crazy. I'm just going to try and show you guys that given enough time, you can make anything that you would want to create. And I'm copying Kate's. So next thing we're going to do, I can see that she has just another section here, and it's probably a text box, maybe two. This is probably a H2, and then this is text. So I'm going to go ahead and add that right now. I'm going to add another section. We're going to go medium because I can see that she does have quite a bit of space on either side. Not sure exactly how she decided how much space to add, but just making it medium starts me off with a little bit of space. So inside this section, I'm going to make it just one column and we're going to add an element. We will call it H1. And I'm going to add another element. We'll go H2. Oops. I think I would rather do for this one. We'll add another element and we'll do paragraph. Paragraph. Cool. All right. So if I go back to Health Coach Kate, what does she say? Ready to conquer insulin resistance. And reclaim your health. There it is. I'm not going to mess with the text, but you get the idea. I can totally change the text again. And now I have the paragraph that I can do. I'm going to go ahead and just copy this. Boom. So I can highlight this text and as well make this centered like hers is, right? So we're getting closer. Again, good enough for what we would like to do here, right? So this is another section. Got our nice margin on each side. Now that this section is done, I'm going to go ahead and add another one. If we look at Health Coach Kate, I would call this one section because it's kind of the same style. We have two columns and two rows. Row, row, column, 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 column. So I'm going to build that inside of a single section. So here we go. We're going to add a section. And we will go medium with this one too. Now, inside of there, we want to do two columns. And I'm going to just start by adding a new element, call it an image. And let's go ahead and add her photo. Boom, there's that. And if you look at this, this looks like an H2, we'll call it, and then some text and a button. So we'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to add a new element, call it H2, and then I'll add another element, call it paragraph, and then I'll add another element, and we will do button. Let's go back here real quick. Meet Kate. Some text. And then this button doesn't look anything like her button. So this is coming from our theme again. So let's play with this real quick. So inside this button, we can decide its action, its label. What does she say on hers? She says about Kate. So let's go about Kate. And the action will be opt-in for now. I'm actually going to make this do open pop-up because we're going to show you guys how to build a pop-up in a second. Yeah, we'll do pop-up for this. Cool. So this is the button that comes from the theme, but again, I'm going to show you guys how to override that. So inside this button, here's our styling, right? We can see how it's aligned, its margin, its style. I'm going to open this up real quick. Here's my corners. I can make it more rounded like hers is. Kind of go there. I will go background color. I'm going to choose a custom color. Hers is more like this. Probably like that. Something like that. So, again, there's a color code here, just so you know. I'm going to copy that here in a second for you guys. You can just see how that works. But we're getting closer. Ooh, it's a little bit lighter than that. So, back to the button. Let's see here. What else do we want to do? Let's go a little bit lighter, real quick. Good enough. All right. So, if we look at her text, it's a little bit bigger and centered. Just for the sake of this, we'll do that. And what else can we do for that text casing? Let's see if we go large. That looks a little bit better. I like large. And I'm going to add a little bit of space to the top with literally just an enter. I'm not going to play with the padding. Let's see what this does. I do want a little bit of a top margin. So if I go to top margin. Let's see if we can just add a little bit to the top. Boom. I like that. 41 pixels. I'm going to try and remember that for when I build the next section. But that looks pretty good, right? Good enough for now. Let's see. That's a little bit too much space for that button. I'm going to bring it up. Let's do one space. Cool. All right. So there's Meet Kate. How are we doing? Design check. Pretty close. If anyone is like totally blown away right now, let me know. We can stop here and ask some questions if you like. Again, we'll do a big QA at the end, but if there's anything that you're completely not understanding so far, feel free. So we're inside of this section. I'm going to add another row. I want to stay in the same section because this is the same type of content that I'm doing, right? I'm not doing any new content. I'm doing this two column picture and text. So let's add another row, two columns. This time, we are going to put the photo on this side. I think that's how she has it. Yeah, she's got the photo over here. Add a new element, image. Again, just to reiterate, alt text is important. You can choose all of your fill, width, height. I'm going to just, I know. So here's the thing. Kate made hers, right? She made these in Canva or some other photo editor to be the same size, which is smart. When she brought them in here, she didn't have to do editing to them inside of her web editor, which is a good tip. Like anything you can do outside of the editor is going to make it easier for you inside. You don't want to have to play with cropping and sizing and margin and padding. Like if you can make the images the same size, you're ahead of the game. So we're going to upload that image. It is that one right there. And we will go ahead and add a new element. So again, this is a H2 and a paragraph and a button. So another thing I could have done, let me just see what this looks like. I'm gonna go duplicate. Boom. Now I could have just done that. I could have duplicated it. Now I had all the stuff waiting there for me. Like I could have duplicated this one. Just so you guys know, you can do this, right? I can duplicate that row and then I could have dragged these things over and put them on the other side, right? But I'm not gonna mess with that right now. I'm going to just delete this and just show you how to build this stuff. So let's go ahead, delete that. Okay, back to where we were. So what does she say here? Online coaching. Some text. And a button. Same smell. So I'm going to go into this button. Let's do this actually. This will be easier. So I'm going to delete this button. Oops. Didn't mean to duplicate that. Oh, maybe I can't do that way. Let's see. Can I drag this over here? Boom. All right. Love it. So I'm going to delete this. Now I have the same button. Now I will need to obviously edit what it does because I literally just duplicated it. And I can make it do something else. So we can do opt-in here. I'm going to change these later. I'm going to show you how to connect this landing page to an order form, even though it might not make sense contextually. It'll still show you the flow. Maybe we'll make it say something like buy my product or something. So let's, yeah, I'll do that right now. Cool. So again, we will give it some margin. Separate edges, do the top, just give it a little bit. Boom. What did I have this for this? So I'm just copying, guys. Typography I have set to large. I'm going to go back in here. I'm going to set this one to large. And then I had a space up underneath. Right. Close enough, right? I go ahead and delete this. It's just an extra one I had. Now, what else do we got on her page? So far, first of all, a reminder, guys, you should publish stuff often, right? Make sure that things are saved, and it's probably smart to just make sure that you push it. You may not have it connected to anything yet, which is fine, but just make sure you're saving. We there's you know it's auto-saved as well, but let's make sure that you're always doing that. So underneath here, looks like I have another. I'm going to call this a section. Actually, I'm going to make this a section just for ease, and then make this a three column. Yeah. Let's try that. Add a section. And this is also going to be medium. We're going to do one column from this. We're just going to do our H2. Oops. Scroll down there again. She says, what past clients have to say. And then under that, I can add a row and I can go three columns. And here's where I'm just going to add three paragraphs. That's it. Boom. 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 Now, let me just copy this in real quick. Not going to worry about her custom icons or anything. Make it really easy. Last one. And then we'll go ahead and let's center these as well. And what else can we do? We will make them large. That looks nice. All right. So those are her three client feedbacks, right? Some social proof, which is also important. And there we have that. So we're almost there, guys. We're getting close. So all that's left really is a footer, which we're not going to add. And then just for fun, there's this bar with this ad to become a health coach. I saved that too. So might as well just do it. I'm going to add one more section. Go full width, because again, you can see it goes all the way out to the sides. And then do one column. People waiting. Let's let them in. Cool. So we're going to go one column. And for this background, let's see here, actually. How did I do that last time? We'll add a photo first. And we'll add that. Upload. Here's this bar. There's it. That's it right there. Now for this section. Do I'm blanking. I know I changed the color yesterday, but I forgot how I did that. Color, here we go. So in advanced, so let's go back, go to the section, advanced for the section, three buttons, three the three dots. I can go to the color And I can change the background of this section. That's the shadow. I'm sorry, never mind. Sorry, guys, I'm having trouble. I forgot how I did that, but I did do it yesterday. I can bring up the other one if we want, but that's really not important. There is a way to change the background color for this section without having it be an image. But this is the crux of her landing page. That's it, right? So now, if I want to preview it, go ahead and preview it. That's what it looks like. It's not exact. I could play with it some more. But for the sake of this workshop, because we do got to manage our time as well, I was able to recreate a landing page that I just found online with our builder. Now, before I move on completely, I'm going to go over our responsive modes, right? So if someone's looking at it on a phone, you want to make sure it still looks good. So what I did is I went to the top and I clicked on responsive mode. And this is where, let me see, let me close this real quick. This is where I can decide the size, right? I'm going to bring it in a little bit so we can make sure that we hit all phone types. Now, this doesn't look great, but it's not horrible, right? So I just want to have a look first to make sure that everything looks the way I want it to and fits correctly. So it's not horrible. Let me see if there's anything I can do here. Let's see if I can make. So, see if we can make the margin on this section wider. Yeah, it's going to hold that margin that was selected. So it's only doing top and bottom. We're going to leave that. But this doesn't look too bad. Like, let's see. Width's at 100 already. Some of that padding. Brings it out a little bit. I can even round the corners. I don't want to do that, but that's something you're an option to do. But what this is going to do is it's going to change how these things look on mobile, right? And that's going to be helpful for you. Oops. This one to be centered. Drag this over a little bit. And then, yeah, you can just see what sizes look like as it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And you can Google typical pixel width for like an iPhone or a Samsung, and you can set that pixel width here so you can see exactly what it will look like on a specific phone, right? But out of the box, this is pretty responsive ready. It's not perfect, but what it's going to do, it's going to change, it's going to save this for that pixel width, right? So you can make a setting change to the responsive mode for a phone, and it's not going to mess with your desktop mode. And then here's like an iPad. So, I'm not really a fan of that. Let's see if we can do a little bit of something here. Move that down, add some padding, right? Let's do the same thing with this guy. Again, guys, a reminder, margin is outside of the element and padding is inside of the element, right? Outside of the box. So if you want, they both work to create space, but try and just think about it like that. So we'll do separate edges. Boom. It's a little bit better. And I want to move that up a little bit. see here. Can we affect this padding? Right. So again, we've got time to think about, but any of these options, you can make changes based on the screen size that you're looking at, and it's going to stay with that screen size. So that's responsive. Now, what you guys have all been waiting for. If there's any questions about this, again, stop me because I'm going to move on now to how to connect this to other things. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to make an order form, right? So part of this page builder is the fact that you can do an order form. So we made a landing page here. Now I'm going to make an order form landing page. It's a technicality, but this order form is technically also a landing page. So let's go ahead and just duplicate this. And I'm going to go back to where we're at. And let's start here. And we're going to do another builder. So starting at the top again, I'm going to add a new section. We'll call it full width. And we're going to go two columns because it's an order form. Now, in this element, we're going to literally click on order form. Boom. So now it's not going to show me an order form until I link it to a product. And we're not going to talk about products today, but you already probably have a product. If you're selling anything or if you built out your stuff, you got a product. So we got a million products to choose from. I'm just going to choose one from our list of many things. And here is our order form. And all of these options, prices, and all that stuff is done at the product level. So it's bringing in your pricing from when you created the product. But now I still have the ability to make this pretty, right? I can add a H1. I can add a H2. I can add a photo. And I can add paragraph. Right? And we can just again steal from Health Coach Kate. Like, it doesn't really matter. Just gonna throw some text in there. Oops. And we'll just add a photo. And then we could do some text. Cool. And again, all my editing is exactly the same. I can add margin to this order form. I can change typography. I can give background colors to the entire section. I can do all kinds of stuff. So, see here. I'm going to name this. Silas Builder 2.0. Now, publish that. Now I'm going to go back to my landing page I created originally. And I am going to connect these two things. So let's say you have a special offer and you have a special landing page for it. And in that landing page, you have a link for them to purchase, right? How would that work? So I made a button here, buy my product. Inside of that action, I'm going to have it go to something, right? So we can do landing pages. This could go to an external link. It really doesn't matter. But let's see if Builder, Silas Builder 2.0. That's what I called this, right? Silas Builder 2.0. Yeah. So now this is going to link out to Silas Builder 2.0. And I want to preview all of this for you guys so you can see it. That was that simple. So we made an order form or the landing page and linked it through a button. Let's say this one wanted to say, join my list. Now, what this is going to do, we can have it do two things. We can have it opt in straight to the list that I created for this workshop, right? We could have it do that immediately. Or we can have it link to a pop-up, right? So if I go to open pop-up, we can have it go into our pop-up. So if we want to edit our pop-up, I go back to the beginning and boom, here's the pop-up for this page. So again, same section, row, column, go full width. We could have it be just one column. Yeah, let's do one column. And we're going to just say add a new element, headline, join the list. Boom. We'll add another element below it, and it'll be an input box. And input type. This is where we're going to select our field for the input type, right? This is our names, our emails, our phone numbers, and basically anything else that you want. So we're going to do contact name. We're going to add another one. Contact email. And then see, we got to get the GDPR in there. What's that? Bear with me, guys. I'm going to try and find this. Where did I find that before? Let's go here. So that's an agreement. And then that's where they're going to enter in their stuff. And that's it. That's our pop-up. We can make this as pretty as we want. It doesn't have to be crazy. This is what's going to pop up when they click on that button. So we'll do that. So there's our pop-up and publish those changes. Go back and look at it. There it is. And again, that's going to open when we select to join my list. It's going to open pop-up. I'm going to add another call to action real quick here just for fun. Let's make sure that they see it multiple times. Call it another button. Yeah. Nah, that's double work. I'm gonna get rid of that. All right. So here we are. We got connection to a product and a connection to the list. Now, because there's that opt-in and it's saved, let's duplicate this again. We'll go to our lists. My list. And boom, there's our signup form that we just created, right? So now it's automatically connected to the list because here I connected it to the opt-in, right? Even though it opens a pop-up, inside of my pop-up, the pop-up is the opt-in. Let's go here. Oh, I need to add the button. Opt-in. There we go. I'm in. And that's ugly, so I'll just make sure I edit that real quick. Cool. So now let's go ahead. Let's go back here. Here's the builder. Let's copy that link. Let's just see what it looks like outside of Simplero. There it is. There's my thing. So what we're going to do is we'll click on buy my product. And there's the order form. So they're going to enter it. Boom. They can purchase it right from your landing page. Brings them straight to the order form. How cool is that? And if they wanted to join the list, here's the pop-up. My name, Silas at Simplero. Agree. I'm in. And that's it. That's how it's connected. They're all connected through that. So let me just see if I touched on everything. Ooh, there's version history. That's what we want to do. Cool. Let's go back here. So here's the version history. If you need to change something, these are your timestamps for everything that you did. You can revert back to where you were, and you can see what you modified and bring yourself back to that stage. Everything that you did past that point will also be changed, but you can go all the way back, wherever you need to do. If you made a mistake, this is how you edit those mistakes. You deleted an item on accident, you deleted a section on accident, your cat jumped on your computer and started everything over from the beginning. Whatever the case may be, you can affect the change through the version history. So there's that awesome feature as well. But I've covered basically everything that I wanted to cover as far as just how to use the builder to build, what all of the things mean, how to navigate the builder itself. And I kind of touched a little bit on how to connect it around Simplero. Like this is going to be the list sign up. And I showed how you made a pop up and an opt in. And then this is going to be like straight to an order form, which we also built with Simplero. So that's how you're going to use and utilize these order forms and these landing pages with the new builder. You can do opt-ins for your list. You can do product purchases. The choice is up to you. Now, I would love to ask if you guys have any questions and things that I didn't cover. I'd love to hear anything you guys got. I'm still new to using this. Like it's in beta still. I mean, it's been around for us for a little bit, but I played with it a bit. You know, I've built some stuff, tried to copy things and make some things for customers and stuff during support tickets. But you know, I'm learning stuff too, but I can definitely help answer any questions. And if I don't have answers, I can get you to the right place and we can get those questions answered for you. So feel free, guys, jump on and let me know. Possible to recreate the homepage in the new builder. Technically, as far as a homepage is considered, I went over this in the beginning. No. So, main website, usually when you have a fresh account, it's going to give you home, about, all of those things. The thing about the homepage is it's going to have navigation easily for you. So, if you notice up here, there's no nav bar on just our regular landing pages, right? The top navigation isn't a part of this landing page. Our home pages and our main site pages have that landing page built or have the navigation built in. So currently in its form, you couldn't do the home page. We're working on making your main website pages buildable with the new builder. So that's the next step. But for now, no. A workaround, which isn't a good one, would be to go into change URL and you could connect your page to a custom domain. Like you could make your main website go to a URL that you made, and that you could have that act as your homepage, but I wouldn't recommend that. So no, that's a long, short answer. Not yet. It wouldn't operate the same. You could literally create it and make it look the same or, better or whatever, but it wouldn't operate inside of Simplero the same way that an actual homepage does.
So the second the page you made that had her picture in the order form, that's just like a separate landing page. It's just functioning as an order form.
Exactly. Yep. And that was my biggest question when I first started going down this rabbit hole. Let's go to the product itself. So it doesn't even affect the product itself. If you go to your products, every product has its order form level, and this literally bypasses that. Like this will still exist somewhere if you're using your main site catalog to direct customers to your product. It will still use this order form that is created. Like you can add custom copy. So it's going to have
Okay.
like, yep. So this would live outside of or take place of the original sales page and landing page. And another thing you could do for your product, like under the selling, primary sales page can be overridden. This is what I think makes the most sense. You don't have the catalog page anymore. You do a standalone sales page, build it with the builder, and have that sales page have the order form linked to it. So you walk them through it that way, right? Build a cool landing page as your sales page, and then have the option to purchase as a link in that landing page that brings them to the order form.
Okay, so that's just a traditional sales page.
Yep.
Okay, and that's
Definitely.
just a
Yep.
landing page functioning as a sales page.
Exactly.
Got it,
Yep.
okay.
Because currently, I mean, the catalog acts as if you did nothing, your main site is going to have the catalog page that's going to host all your products. And you can affect them a little bit, but you can't do a ton of editing to them. It
No, it's
kind of,
limited, yeah.
yeah. So that's what people are doing. They'll make a standalone sales page that links to their product, and then also in there you can check out and bring you to another
Like
page.
that other, like the one
Yep.
with the woman. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like once Builder becomes Simplero wide, then these options will probably look different as well. You'll be able to do all kinds of cool stuff with your main site pages.
The only other question I had, which is really probably specific to me, maybe not, I don't know. But like when we like run master classes, we like to like have a video or some sort of training and then the opportunity for people to interact with each other and leave comments and that sort of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Is there a way to do that on the landing pages now? I mean, I could bring in some external HTML or.
You might, that might, yeah, that's a great question. And I wish I had a fast answer for that. I wasn't ready for that question. It's no big, I just want to one, like, let me see. Probably not, because you could have a webinar sit there, but to have that, because you could post a video, you could upload your webinar, but to
Right.
have, yeah, interactive communication. There's no forum element that we have available for landing pages yet.
Okay.
So yeah, there'd be no way to have post webinar communication or anything inside of the landing page itself. That's great. That's a good thing.
Currently.
Currently,
Okay.
yes,
Okay.
currently.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All
Because
right.
I
That's
mean,
cool. Thanks.
anything's an element. Like as well, guys, just so you all know, we that feature request page that we share with you guys, like this is how we build and create our product. So anything that you have as a new idea or a solution that would work well for your business, just make sure to always put them on there because we take those super seriously. But I like
And
that.
then
That's
if
good.
you were to want to enter code in? You know,
Yeah.
how would you do that?
So there's this HTML
Oh, okay, cool.
right there. Yep. Yep.
Great.
And then I can, let's see. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's how you would bring, if you had like a third party app and you could somehow link it in there, that would be how you'd do that as well. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a huge upgrade.
I agree.
Even
I
just
agree.
like even just being able to host the order form on your customized landing page, that's going to be massive because the other one is so ugly.
Clunky, yeah, for
Yeah, it's
sure.
just it's like so long. Yeah,
Yeah,
this is awesome. I'm really happy.
I'm stoked for you,
Really
man. That's
happy.
great. It's really cool. I'm excited to see what everybody starts to build. You know, if you're familiar with like Divi or Elementor, like that's kind of what we're going for. We want to make it easy. We want to make it easier than that, even. And I use Elementor, and this feels easier than that. It's still missing some things you'll notice. Like I can't do image shadowing over my background image like yet, but as we just wanted to get this out. You know, and as we
Yeah,
build
no,
it,
it's huge.
we'll keep adding for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a huge upgrade.
Sweet.
Yeah,
That's
thanks.
stoked. Stoked to hear that. Cool, guys. Any other questions? What do we got? I'll make sure I didn't miss anything. We had some questions from Facebook. Is there an easy way to move from the old to the new page builder? Not really. Right. We can't, there's no way to copy that old page as a template and bring it in. Like, kind of going to have to rebuild. So, that don't have a great answer for that. And then mixing elements also is not really a thing because, again, the elements are unique to the builder itself. So, that's a no on both of those. And then here's some questions we get often. Customize an order form. Yep, we did that. Can you embed an order form? Yep, that's basically bringing in an element into a landing page. Opt-in form showed how we do that. Just input fields and a button. Make the opt-in fields more narrow. That would basically be just padding and margin, just like anything else. Responsive. We went over that. Oops, I got too many tabs now. Style guide, we did that. Templates, yes. So I didn't do that. I didn't go from a template, but I did show you guys in the beginning. You can definitely just start with a template. Let's just do that real quick because we got a little bit of time. If you guys don't mind, you guys can hop off whenever you want or hang out. But if I were to just create a brand new landing page, I could start with a template and then edit that. But I got to make sure I go to a 2.0 landing page specified. Which one do I like? Let's just see.
Ended up with four, five males, and four.
So when this loads up, it's going to just take all the style and allow you to just mess with it as much as you want if it loads. Oh my goodness, guys. My family was yelling in the background. Sorry. So what I was saying is, we got it all covered, and I just want you to be creative. I want you to have fun with this, and if you have any questions, it's just ping support. We're here all the time. And if we don't know something, we have a direct line to the devs too. So if you have an obscure error or just a question you run into, a roadblock, something you can't figure out, just let us know. Cool beans. Awesome. I'm excited for you, Lynn. Thank you. Thanks for coming, everybody. This is going to be recorded and it's going to be sent to you as well. So you'll have a link to this recording. So anything that I went too fast through today or anything you might have missed, I will definitely be sending it out to you. So thanks for joining me and I really appreciate you. Everyone, have a great weekend.